SBS Radio.
Lumalaking bilang ng mga batang entrepreneur ay nagtatatag ng tinatawag na profit for purpose enterprises na ilang bahagi ng kanilang kita ay inilalaan sa mga programa na nakakabenepisyo sa mga komunidad, mga layunin at kapaligiran. Narito ang ulat ni Kira Jenkins na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang teenager na si Ali Quitinas ay CEO na pagkatapos itatag ang kanyang unang negosyo sa gulang na 11 taon pa lamang. Ngayon, ang mga produkto ng 17 taong gulang para sa pangangalaga ng balat ay magre-recycle ng mga coffee ground na kinokolekta sa isang Sydney cafe. Sinabi niya, ang kanyang body scrubs ay gawang wasto o ethical at nakakatulong sa mga vulnerableng babae sa Australia.
I run a ethical social enterprise called Freedom Scrub. We make body scrubs with a slavery-free supply chain using recycled coffee grounds from the Freedom Hub, which is a charity based in Sydney. And for every scrub that we sell, we help support the rehabilitation of women rescued from human trafficking and modern-day slavery in Australia.
Ang Bugisu Project na base rin sa Sydney ay sa pangnegosyo na itinatag ng mga batang entrepreneur at ginagawang mas mabuti ang mundo. Ito ay inilunsad 18 buwan na ang nakalipas ng isang grupo ng mga magkakaibigan na nagkakilala sa isang pamantasan. Ibinibenta nila ang mga binhi ng kape na galing Uganda sa mga kumpanyang Australiano at ang kita ay ibinabalik sa Uganda na inihahangad na ihahaon ang mga pamilya sa kahirapan. Sinabi ng isa sa nagtatag na si Monica Wang, ang mga kita ay nakatulong sa halos 50 kababaiang Ugandan sa kanayunan na makakuha ng microfinance.
We're partnered with a development organization called Love Mercy. They're on the ground in Uganda that help lift women out of poverty. So with every 6 kilograms of coffee that we supply, we're able to actually put one woman through their Sense for Seeds program, which is this adapted form of microfinance. And instead of giving them cash, they're given a bag of 30 kilogram seed to empower them through employment in agriculture. And then eventually, they're able to return this 30-kilogram bag of seeds.
Ipinagmamalaki rin ng Bugisu Project ang pagiging zero waste. Ipinaliwanag pa ng isa sa nagtatag na si Brody Smith.
We actually collect the coffee grounds and close the loop on our, I guess, the life cycle of our coffee and distribute that back out to community gardens. And we're working on actually creating new, different products from this coffee ground, which is traditionally waste.
May dumaraming bilang ng mga kabataan ang nagsisimula ng mga negosyo na base sa mga value o pinangangalagahan, ayon kay Selena Griffiths ng University of New South Wales Center for Social Impact.
I think now we are seeing a whole bunch of really smart young people who can see big world problems, and rather than being activists, they become advocates and action-oriented entrepreneurs. So they provide a business-based solution to a problem rather than painting placards and demanding change.
Ang ilan sa mga ito ay hindi pa man teenager. Si Aiden Botos ay 12 taong gulang pa lamang at nakapagdisenyo na ng isang operating system. Inalok siya ng mga kumpanya ng scholarship at apprenticeship.
One company even said that we will take your operating system. I'm in the process of negotiating that right now, actually. It's really, really interesting. I've always wanted to be a CEO since I was 7. The earlier I can be a CEO, the better.
Habang hinintay pa ng bata ang araw na maging 14 taon at 9 buwan na gulang para makakuha ng tax file number at masimula na ang kanyang sariling negosyo, sinabi ng medyo nakatatandang CEO na nais nilang patuloy na palakihin ang kanilang mga negosyo. Sinabi ni Ali Quitinas, nais niyang paabutin din ang Freedom Scrubs sa ibang bansa.
At the moment, we have a product range of just the body scrubs, so I would like to possibly expand that into other body care products. And then also, I'm planning some other ventures to launch once I have finished school and have a little more time to execute those and see those ideas come to fruition. But I would really like to take the business international and just, yeah, continue to see where the path takes me.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.